everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. In the United States, our Election Day is held on Tuesdays, so I want to ask you a question. If you live in the United States, do you know why our Election Day is held on Tuesdays? And if you're one of our listeners living outside of the U.S., you may still be interested to know why. I found a quote as to the reason behind this phenomenon that I want to read to you. And actually, I found a lot of quotes in different sources about this, but the one I'm going to quote is from Wikipedia, Election Day. And it says, "In 1845, the United States was largely an agrarian society. Farmers often needed a full day to travel by horse-drawn vehicles to the county seat to vote. Tuesday was established as Election Day because it did not interfere with the biblical Sabbath or with Market Day, which was on Wednesday in many towns." I've heard that several times before, that the reason that we vote on Tuesday is basically so people could keep the Sabbath day holy, have time to travel on Monday, and then vote on Tuesday. So that's kind of a nice heritage that we have here in the United States. I thought I would share with you a quote that I found about the Sabbath day, and this is from Elder Mark E. Peterson, and he was a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles from 1944 until 1984. And this is from General Conference, April 1975. And I'm going to play this for you in his own words now.
"We can readily see that observance of the Sabbath is an indication of the depth of our conversion. Our observance or non-observance of the Sabbath is an unerring measure of our attitude toward the Lord personally and toward his suffering in Gethsemane, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. It is a sign of whether we are Christians in very deed or whether our conversion is so shallow that commemoration of his atoning sacrifice means little or nothing to us."
I read that quote recently in a book that I was reading, and it struck me the way that he said that our observance or non-observance of the Sabbath is a measure of our attitude toward the Lord personally and toward his suffering in Gethsemane, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead. That is a powerful statement on the Sabbath and our relationship with our Savior. There's a story that I heard last week in church on Sunday that I wanted to share with you about how one country is keeping the Sabbath day holy. And this is from Elder John H. Groberg, who was in the first Quorum of the 70 of the church from 1976 to 2005. And it's from a talk that he gave in October 1984 called "The Power of Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy." And I'm going to play that for you in his own words now.
"The small island kingdom of Tonga, as has been mentioned, lies immediately next to the international date line. So it is the first country in the world to greet the Sabbath day. It is a small country, and in the counting of the world, a poor country. But years ago, a wise Tongan king decreed that the Sabbath would be kept holy in Tonga forever. Modern civilization has come in many ways to Tonga. If one goes to the capital of Nuku'alofa on a weekday, he finds the usual heavy traffic of trucks and cars and the bustle of thousands of shoppers making their regular purchases from well-stocked stores and markets. One sees people line up to view the latest movies and rent videos. One can watch modern buses whisk tourists off to catch their jet planes or observe the speed and clarity of a satellite call to the United States. The streets are crowded and business is good. You might wonder, what is so different about this town from hundreds of others like it throughout the world? But when Sunday dawns on the kingdom of Tonga, a transformation takes place. If one goes downtown, he sees deserted streets, no taxis or buses or crowds of people. All the stores, all the markets, all the movie theaters, all the offices are closed. No planes fly, no ships come in or out, no commerce takes place, no games are played. The people go to church. Tonga is remembering to keep the Sabbath day holy. It is significant that the first country in the world to greet the Holy Sabbath keeps the Sabbath holy."
Isn't that amazing how he talks about the country of Tonga? I try to imagine what that would be like to live in a country where everything stops on the Sabbath. What a tribute the people of Tonga are giving to our Father in heaven and to his Son, Jesus Christ. that law of Tonga is actually still in force today. I have a funny story. I have a friend who was recently in Tonga on business, and she said that they tried to get a roll of toilet paper from the people in the hotel, but they couldn't because everything was literally shut down for the Sabbath. Anyway, so they had to find some toilet paper from a fellow neighbor that was staying at the hotel. But the people really live that law, and it's impressive, and it's a nice commentary about the way that they feel about the Sabbath day. It's a good reminder for me personally as the weekend begins to think about the Sabbath day and how I'm going to spend it, what I'm going to do. We talk a lot about what we can't do on the Sabbath, but there are so many wonderful things that we can do. I personally love to write in my journal or study the scriptures a little more in depth than I have time on a weekday, or visit with family and friends and just have time to kind of step back and not worry about work or some of the other demands of life. It's a release for me. I really enjoy the Sabbath day, but it's a good reminder to check myself and how I'm spending my Sabbath. And am I doing the things that will draw me closer to the Savior and give Him honor on that sacred and holy day? May we honor Him on His special day is my prayer as we close today. Thank you so much for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, feel free to send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with is called Oh My Father, and it's featuring Jenny Oakes Baker, and it's from her album On Wings of Song. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and have a great day and a wonderful weekend.